Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 12th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission approved Amazon to use a radar sensor for use with motion sensing and contactless sleep tracking. Amazon's filing with the FCC didn't name a specific device that would use radar, but said it wasn't a mobile device. The FCC granted similar permission for Google to use a radar on Pixel phones. Samsung quietly expanded its ad-supported TV Plus service, now available on the web. Initially, TV Plus was limited to Samsung smart TVs, expanding to Galaxy smartphones and tablets last year. Microsoft clarified that its patch for the Print Nightmare vulnerability is working as designed and is effective. Some researchers developed a way around the patch. Microsoft says those relied on an insecure configuration of a registry setting related to point and print. In the Windows 11 FAQ, Microsoft advises that users will be able to revert back to Windows 10 within 10 days of upgrading to Windows 11. In this window, files and data created in Windows 11 would be kept when rolling back to Windows 10. After 10 days, users will need to back up data and do a clean install to get back to Windows 10. Reuters sources say China's State Administration of Market Regulation will order Tencent Music to give up exclusive streaming rights to music labels, although it will reportedly be allowed to retain the rights for some domestic indie artists. Tencent Music will also receive two maximum 500,000 yuan fines, that's about $77,150, for acquiring the apps Kuwo and Kugao in 2016 without flagging them for antitrust review. The Wall Street Journal sources say ByteDance indefinitely suspended its plans to go public after Chinese government officials advised the company to address data security risks. The company had reportedly been mulling a listing in the U.S. or Hong Kong, and ByteDance founder Zhang Yiming decided to delay the listing in late March. Reuters sources say Indonesia's latest IPO from e-commerce firm Bukalapak received enough investor orders to cover its sale on its launch day on Friday. Bukalapak competes with Tokopedia, CN Shop, and Alibaba's Lazada. The U.S. executive branch added 14 companies to the entity list that forbids U.S. companies from doing business with them without getting a license. The most famous tech company on that list is Huawei. The U.S. said the companies were added for being implicated in human rights violations in China's Xinjiang province. Disney reported the film Black Widow made more than $60 million through Disney Plus Premier Access in its first weekend, with Disney Plus subscribers paying $30 to rent the film. Combined with the global box office, the film made $215 million on its opening weekend. Security architect Jack Cable launched a crowdsourced ransom payment tracking website called Ransomware, spelled W-H-E-R-E. This provides a running tally of ransoms paid out in Bitcoin using self-reported incidents of ransomware attacks reviewed by Cable for accuracy. The site currently lists over $32 million in ransom payments for 2021. Phone leaker Evan Blass claims Samsung will announce hardware at an Unpacked event scheduled for August 11th. He also tweeted GIFs of two foldables with form factors similar to the Galaxy Z Flip and Z Fold devices, what appears to be a new Galaxy S21 phone, two watches, and wireless earbuds. During an ad boycott last year, Facebook pledged to undergo a brand safety audit by the Media Ratings Council, looking at content monetization and brand safety controls. Originally set to be completed by June 2021, spokespeople for both organizations say there's still no signed formal contract for the audit. Facebook says it's waiting to complete an internal readiness process for the audit, saying it's on track to start the audit in July 2021. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that an updated iPad mini should be a go for a fall release this year. He characterizes this as the biggest redesign the device has received, with a design similar to the existing iPad Air and upgraded to the latest A-series CPUs. The latest iOS beta of WhatsApp includes support for self-erasing view-once messages, with content deleted as soon as being viewed and dismissed. The feature came to the Android beta of the app last month. And finally, Samsung updated its technology roadmap, now showing that its 3-nanometer gate-all-around early transistors will begin production in 2022, but only available internally. The company also announced new 5-nanometer and 4-nanometer FinFET-based technologies will be available to third-party chip customers in 2021 and 2022, respectively, with 3-nanometer chips for third parties expected in volume by 2023. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.